The beauty of coming to a festival is that the film is born, and then the film becomes an individual of its own, and it starts to have a life of its own. And it's how the audience meet it as an individual that is wonderful. I mean, I never see my films again after the official screening.
Never ever?
No, that's where I like to say goodbye to the film, because I think it's a beautiful place for you to leave it.
But it must have been very hard to say goodbye to this film, because you weren't only the director and the writer, but you also played the main role. What was it like for you afterwards to see yourself in the main role? Was it more like, okay, it was an emergency, I had problems with the actor, and so I had to play the role? Or was it just like, I should have done that in the first place?
No, I never thought, I never think of films in that kind of thing. I would not repeat this kind of experience, because from a personal point of view, I'm still in the role. My life is, you know, it takes time to leave the character, because it's so close to me. And my country is in a very dark place at the moment, and my country is very close to me. It's a story of a man who is isolated, who is not allowed to live the way he wants to live. The only thing he has left is the possibilities every now and again to see his wife and daughter. They're taken away from him, and he decides to commit suicide by shooting two policemen on a highway. That's a form of suicide. You know that you're going for a dead end when you do that. I try and understand his reasons. I don't agree with him doing it, but I try and understand his reasons. And I'm trying to paint a portrait of a country that is not black and white, good and bad, good and evil. It's not that simple. It's a very complex country. And I'm just trying to raise questions about how we need to face each other, instead of thinking that we know all the answers.
Have you come closer to knowing the character by playing him, or did you know him by heart before, because you wrote him?
That was me. That was a part of me, a dark part of me, but I didn't act in this film. I don't feel I acted in the film. What is difficult when you make a film and you're also the director is that you can't lie with your emotions, because if you do, who's going to tell you? So as a director, you have to constantly remind yourself to be sincere. And in order to be sincere in certain sequences, you have to think of very dark things that have to do with your own personal life, but which take part in a story. But the emotion of you as an individual has to be sincere. So when that emotion has to be sincere and you're dealing with life and death, you go to a very dark place and you become Jekyll and Hyde on the set. It's very difficult to be in a dark place and for your assistant to come up to you and say, what are we shooting tomorrow? How do you answer that guy? By then you're not in your film, you're in your character. You're very angry with the world, and somebody comes up to you and says, what are we shooting the next day? The complicated side of doing this kind of thing in the film is more on emotions, on a personal level, because it's tough to do this kind of thing.
You were talking about many Kafka-esque elements. Are there any works of Kafka that did inspire you to write this role?
No, my inspirations were very close to reality. You know, the night guard, who's also a hunter. I met a night guard who's also a hunter. He wasn't working in a car factory, but he was a night guard in a hospital, and he used to like to go hunting. The story that inspired this, which was written in 1952 by Buzurg Alevi, that's also an inspiration, because I love the literature and the timelessness of this piece. But then there are the realities of how I felt also at this time. There is the reality of a man who did go and shoot policemen in order to, because he had lost his wife. That's a true story. So there's a lot of these things combined together which create the film. And the Kafkaesque part, it could be so many things, but I believe that the landscape that we live in is what forges us into who we become. And the social structures we live in do the same. And in a country like mine, where It is very hard to say what you think, to do what you want to do. There is a rage that exists, and that's something that you are a part of automatically.
So you would say the Iranian society is more Kafkaesque than others?
No. I'm not saying Iranian society is more Kafkaesque than others. I'm saying that the way I've structured the film enforces that, because I believe in the fact that our environment is what makes us.
Can filmmakers do anything to improve the situation in Iran? And what can you do as a filmmaker in order to help improving the Iranian situation?
I think as a filmmaker, your job is not to give answers, but to raise questions. Our job is not to give messages, but to point out situations. So I feel that as filmmakers, or as a filmmaker, I will always raise questions and try and understand what is happening to humanity, to mankind, or to the people in my own country. But I don't believe myself as a... I don't belong to any political party. I never will, because I'm a filmmaker. I'm not a politician. But politically speaking, I care for my fellow man, for human beings, more than anything else.
Can you say something about the author that inspired you to do the film?
Buzurg Alavi is one of our greatest writers. I like to dedicate my work to these writers because I think that in my country we're forgetting our own culture, our own literature. Because I come from a country where people are very young, 70% are under the age of 30. 70% under the age of 30 are striving for a change. Because of the hard life that they live in Iran, they think that anything related to our country can't be good. And I want to change that, so I will always go to our literature and remind everyone that our literature is a very strong one.
But why did you find a person with a prisoner-like or with many problems an interesting main character for your movie?
Because my film is about marginal people. If a guy goes to prison in any part of the world, when he is released into the world doesn't care about him. So he's very isolated. He can't have a normal life in any part of the world. And I wanted to show the frustrations of not being able to lead a normal life. But the frustrations are a very universal one.
Do you think society should do more for marginal people?
Well, in my film, it's not about society. It's about the governing people who are dealing with society. I think governments should do more for people in any part of the world. I think society tries to live as happily as possible, but only with the means that are given to them.